It's Thursday, December 8th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Release International reports that a Ukrainian evangelical church leader and his 19-year-old son were discovered dead in a forest recently. The two were tortured and killed 4 days after being abducted by Russian soldiers last month. Anatoly Prokopchuk was a deacon and preacher at a Pentecostal church near Kherson. When Russian soldiers arrested him and his son, they said, quote, "Your church has no right to exist, as it has connections with America and other Western countries," end quote. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities are preparing a law to ban churches in the country that are affiliated with Russia. Last Friday, the Security Service of Ukraine raided 5 parishes with former links to the Russian Orthodox Church. Most Ukrainians identify with some form of Eastern Orthodox Christianity. 4% of the population belongs to the Moscow-affiliated Orthodox Church in Ukraine. The church has condemned Russia's war in Ukraine, but Ukrainians fear it is a source of Russian influence. Last week, average U.S. gas prices fell below $3.50 per gallon for the first time since February when Russia invaded Ukraine. That's down from a record high of $5 per gallon back in June. Across the pond, the United Kingdom is planning to double their imports of natural gas from the United States. The move comes as Russia has cut much of its gas supply to Europe. Meanwhile, the International Energy Agency expects renewable energy to become the world's biggest source of electricity in the next 3 years. The prediction comes as the United States and Europe move away from Russian coal and oil. Yesterday, the United Kingdom's Supreme Court upheld a bill that puts a buffer zone around abortion mills in Northern Ireland. Pro-lifers who try to turn women away from abortion within 100 meters of a mill would be criminalized. Northern Ireland's Attorney General had challenged the bill, but with the UK High Court's ruling, the bill will advance to become law. Isaiah 10, verse 1 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression." Last Tuesday, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously ruled against the Air Force's treatment of religious objections to COVID shot mandates. The court said the military branch wrongfully denied over 10,000 religious exemption requests. The ruling stated, quote, "The Air Force has a uniform practice of denying religious exemptions to anyone who wants to remain in the service," end quote. Under the ruling, the Air Force cannot punish or terminate service members who express religious objections to the shot. The Association of Theological Schools reports enrollment in Masters in Divinity programs is down in the U.S. and Canada. About 28,000 Master of Divinity students enrolled this fall, down 9% compared to 2018. The Master of Divinity is the traditional pastoral degree at seminaries and divinity schools. Meanwhile, enrollment at theological